UAPs and aliens. I don't know how many of you have seen this story, but I found it interesting. It seems there was a group of teenagers who decided to fight it out. Normally the police would send some officers to handle it. This time it seemed they sent far more than usual, according to some witnesses. In the background of a photo that looked like a gray was there watching, but this gray would have been about 9 feet tall. Of course, this was denied and ridiculed, but some people who saw the photo are sticking to their guns. Could it be there was a fight among teenagers which interested extraterrestrials? I guess you never know what could catch their interest. UAPs are often seen flying over events and in war zones. They seem to be interested in every aspect of human life. Jeremy Corbell discussed UAPs and it made the news. Mr. Corbell could be called a UAP investigator who uses video to prove his case. Corbell asked the question, "Are they coming here?" He said he asked that question 8 years ago, but now he feels we are on the cusp of being visited. He is certainly correct about that. At least once he claimed we have UAP craft. UAPs are being seen everywhere, and it seems to me they want to be seen. Why would that be true? I think the answer has to be either they are preparing us for contact, or they no longer care if we know they are here for some unknown reason. A video was taken of a UAP above central west New South Wales. The UAP is hard to see, but one of the witnesses said it just floated about in the sky for quite a while without moving. The UAP looked very tiny in the video. I did some investigation by cropping the image, enhancing it and magnifying it, but the best I could get was something which looked more like a small cloud from this poor image. Sometimes we get surprised by who comes out and says they believe in UAPs, especially when they are high up in the military. After the whistleblowers came before the House and testified, a former Navy admiral admitted he believed the whistleblowers. He went on to say when he was in the Navy, the military was covering up UAP encounters. He went on to say the government should disclose the fact we already made contact with extraterrestrials. I have been saying this for years. The Hudson Valley in New York has been one of the most active UAP hotspots. This has never seemed to stop. It does make one wonder what is so interesting to UAPs about that area. I think it would be interesting to investigate the area with LIDAR, which is used in archaeological surveys to see if there are any types of ruins we can't see under the ground. As far as most people are concerned, there is nothing special about the area except for the fact there are hills and mountains. Wouldn't it be something if what we thought was a hill or mountain turned out to be a covered pyramid? This has been found to be true in a few other areas. At least some of the pyramids in Egypt were said to have been covered with sand and were discovered when the wind finally blew enough sand away for them to be seen. There certainly could be many more pyramids across the globe than we suspect. One very interesting idea which came up a few decades ago is panspermia. Some scientists say we are being seeded by meteors containing the microorganisms that created life. There are those scientists who say this is all natural. Others have found some strange things in meteors which could indicate we are being seeded on purpose. One of those things were tiny round metal nodules containing a liquid which looked very much like they were manufactured. If this is what is happening on Earth, perhaps the extraterrestrials are here to evaluate their work. Intelligent life in the universe could be extremely rare. Even so, it could still be on billions of planets in the universe, because there are probably trillions upon trillions of planets out there and maybe more. It could be what we perceive as the end of the universe at 13.5 billion light years is just the end of a huge group of galaxies, and there are other groups of galaxies out there beyond that point. Perhaps the universe even goes on forever. We may never find the answer to that question. You don't hear much about this, but after the whistleblower's UAP testimony the first time, a member of the House expressed the feeling he was very skeptical about the whistleblower's testimony. This shows not everyone is on board with their testimony. Do they think they are lying? What would be the purpose for risking one's job to testify, or at the least, losing promotional opportunities? One thing which may be giving us a problem trying to reverse engineer UAPs could be the fact extraterrestrials have advanced even beyond computers of any type, and their technology is based either partially or fully on the power of their minds. This would certainly leave us at a total disadvantage when we try and back engineer their vehicles. We would never be able to understand them. Is it possible to have a brain more efficient than the fastest and most powerful computers we have developed? The human brain is still a marvel, but there are many things it cannot do better than a computer. One of those things, for example, might be mathematics. None of us, no matter how bright, could match the speed of a computer in mathematics. Maybe some extraterrestrial minds are so powerful they could even somehow power a craft. I think there are many different levels of extraterrestrials, and eventually we will find out there are some less advanced than us, some at the same level, some ahead by different amounts of advancement, and then there are those so far ahead we would have nothing in common with them, and they might even have become pure energy. I would bet extraterrestrials at this level might not need anything to travel through space and could do it just by thinking about where they would want to go and cast themselves there. That might account for the Russian sightings of plasma-like aliens outside their space station years ago, when 6 different Russian cosmonauts saw the aliens outside in space. UAPs and aliens. I don't know how many of you have seen this story, but I found it interesting. It seems there was a group of teenagers who decided to fight it out. Normally the police would send some officers to handle it. This time it seemed they sent far more than usual, according to some witnesses. In the background of a photo that looked like a gray was there watching, but this gray would have been about 9 feet tall. Of course, this was denied and ridiculed, but some people who saw the photo are sticking to their guns. Could it be there was a fight among teenagers which interested extraterrestrials? I guess you never know what could catch their interest. UAPs are often seen flying over events and in war zones. They seem to be interested in every aspect of human life. Jeremy Corbell discussed UAPs and it made the news. Mr. Corbell could be called a UAP investigator who uses video to prove his case. Corbell asked the question, "Are they coming here?" He said he asked that question 8 years ago, but now he feels we are on the cusp of being visited. He is certainly correct about that. At least once he claimed we have UAP craft. UAPs are being seen everywhere, and it seems to me they want to be seen. Why would that be true? I think the answer has to be either they are preparing us for contact, or they no longer care if we know they are here for some unknown reason. A video was taken of a UAP above central west New South Wales. The UAP is hard to see, but one of the witnesses said it just floated about in the sky for quite a while without moving. The UAP looked very tiny in the video. I did some investigation by cropping the image, enhancing it and magnifying it, but the best I could get was something which looked more like a small cloud from this poor image. Sometimes we get surprised by who comes out and says they believe in UAPs, especially when they are high up in the military. After the whistleblowers came before the House and testified, a former Navy admiral admitted he believed the whistleblowers. He went on to say when he was in the Navy, the military was covering up UAP encounters. He went on to say the government should disclose the fact we already made contact with extraterrestrials. I have been saying this for years. The Hudson Valley in New York has been one of the most active UAP hotspots. This has never seemed to stop. It does make one wonder what is so interesting to UAPs about that area. I think it would be interesting to investigate the area with LIDAR, which is used in archaeological surveys to see if there are any types of ruins we can't see under the ground. As far as most people are concerned, there is nothing special about the area except for the fact there are hills and mountains. Wouldn't it be something if what we thought was a hill or mountain turned out to be a covered pyramid? This has been found to be true in a few other areas. At least some of the pyramids in Egypt were said to have been covered with sand and were discovered when the wind finally blew enough sand away for them to be seen. There certainly could be many more pyramids across the globe than we suspect. One very interesting idea which came up a few decades ago is panspermia. Some scientists say we are being seeded by meteors containing the microorganisms that created life. There are those scientists who say this is all natural. Others have found some strange things in meteors which could indicate we are being seeded on purpose. One of those things were tiny round metal nodules containing a liquid which looked very much like they were manufactured. If this is what is happening on Earth, perhaps the extraterrestrials are here to evaluate their work. Intelligent life in the universe could be extremely rare. Even so, it could still be on billions of planets in the universe, because there are probably trillions upon trillions of planets out there and maybe more. It could be what we perceive as the end of the universe at 13.5 billion light years is just the end of a huge group of galaxies, and there are other groups of galaxies out there beyond that point. Perhaps the universe even goes on forever. We may never find the answer to that question. You don't hear much about this, but after the whistleblower's UAP testimony the first time, a member of the House expressed the feeling he was very skeptical about the whistleblower's testimony. This shows not everyone is on board with their testimony. Do they think they are lying? What would be the purpose for risking one's job to testify, or at the least, losing promotional opportunities? One thing which may be giving us a problem trying to reverse engineer UAPs could be the fact extraterrestrials have advanced even beyond computers of any type, and their technology is based either partially or fully on the power of their minds. This would certainly leave us at a total disadvantage when we try and back-engineer their vehicles. We would never be able to understand them. Is it possible to have a brain more efficient than the fastest and most powerful computers we have developed? The human brain is still a marvel, but there are many things it cannot do better than a computer. One of those things, for example, might be mathematics. None of us, no matter how bright, could match the speed of a computer in mathematics. Maybe some extraterrestrial minds are so powerful they could even somehow power a craft. I think there are many different levels of extraterrestrials, and eventually we will find out there are some less advanced than us, some at the same level, some ahead by different amounts of advancement, and then there are those so far ahead we would have nothing in common with them, and they might even have become pure energy. I would bet extraterrestrials at this level might not need anything to travel through space and could do it just by thinking about where they would want to go and cast themselves there. That might account for the Russian sightings of plasma-like aliens outside their space station years ago, when six different Russian cosmonauts saw the aliens outside in space.